desk, Mr. President.
We got a rather unusual note here from our friend that says, "Dear Mr. President, instead of taking time from your busy day for a personal call, I'm writing this private note, underlined private. I understand that you wish me to stay on the court. Some leaders of the American bar have called me confidentially saying they'd be glad to secure favorable statements from their president, president-elect, past president, saying no incompatibility would result by my staying here. I'm sure that the former attorney general and solicitor general would say the same. However, I have asked these bar leaders to do nothing on this. I have also spoken to my brothers from black to white, the CJ, and also our newest member. I'm certain that no repercussions will result from here. The news media has said nothing to me, although I made two speeches, one in Washington the last few days since your announcement. I did read where a reporter asked you about it at that time. In view of this, I thought you should have this information. As you know, the clerks are all for you wherever it leads, and I need not repeat our concerns only for your best interest. Faithfully." Now, I wonder, we haven't given him any impression we want him to stay on the court at all, have we?
No, sir, unless I did it by any inadvertence, and it could only have been that in terms of just not on the court in these, you know, in those circumstances, just that your affection, friendship, and so forth for him, that's all I've said.
Well,
could have inadvertently read it in that way. I never said it in that way. I mean, I never said it in terms of this occurs once you stay on the court. I've been trying to press the difficulties of it.
Yeah, I don't know how to get him word. I don't know who to get him word. I cannot, in my judgment, as I see it, to go this other route with him on the court.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that I'd go that way with it, but I just think it would give us more problems.
Yes.
Don't you?
I do. I don't think you'd have that problem with the sophisticated lawyers, but I just think you'd have with the general public.
I believe we have with the court people. If they tell me right, the Chief Justice does not want it to happen.
I think that.
Black does not want it to happen. Douglas does not want it to happen. Portis does not want it to happen.
Yeah.
Now, that's all I know.
But they say, he called me back up to tell me that he'd talked to Black, because Black had told him that he'd spoken to me on this, and that Black said, well, of course, he probably shouldn't have spoken to me, because this was always considered by the court to be a matter of personal conscience. But I don't think that solves anything. You know, the fact that he might not speak out against it doesn't get rid of the problem. It gets rid of a little of the problem, but not all of it.
I think that Black has spoken out against what Portis tells him, that he considers it unthinkable for me to do this.
Yeah.
Chief Justice the same.
Yeah.
Douglas the same. Now, you know anything about what White thinks?
No, I have not talked with him at all.
Aren't you close enough to talk?
Oh, sure. Sure.
Then you don't know it'll come up at all. What would he think, just for your information, as a counselor of mine, probably my most respected, trusted one in this field, you think that you don't want to be quoting anybody, and
right.
You don't propose to quote him, but just try to give me an outline of what your views would be on the court. Now, I have got that outline as far as the Chief Justice is concerned, and Black, Douglas, and Portis.
Yeah.
I don't know White that well, and I don't know Harlan, I don't know Stewart. Do you have any guess?
I would speculate that all of them would have reservations about anything that might bring criticism on the court.
Do you have any speculation on what the bar people, the head of the bar would say?
I think most of the head of the bar would say there is no conflict of interest, no ethical problem involved. I think your problem is less with them than it is with the less sophisticated people when an H.R. Gross gets up there. And I guess you're the fellow that put this idea in my head. You know, it just says, You mean there's no ethical problem when a father's sitting on his son's cases? And I just think it'd be awfully hard to explain that. So I think there is a problem. I think there is a problem, and I've pointed out that problem to the justice.
Right, point out for Anthony too. Yeah. And you better tell us you sent me this letter, but that study is incorrect information. You better point out to justice too that I think this is a very serious problem. Thanks so much, though, that I don't think it could happen.